Sarva boma kohi satya tomara bachan. Jagannatha sevaka raja kintu bhaktottam. Sarvabhauma replied, I'll just read it. My dear Lord, what you have said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He is a great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath. Now, just to go back, it was a very big time verse was just now quoted, just now means about last week or the week before sometime, but in the book, this verse has been repeated several times. A well-known verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. Niskinchinasya Bhagavad Bhajan Mukashya Paramparam Jigamishwar Bhavasagavas. Greatly lamenting. Because the king Prataprudra was very anxious to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma is here petitioning Lord Chaitanya. And so in several verses before today, there's a king named Prataprudra, Sarvabhauma said. He's very anxious to meet you. As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that, he immediately covered his ears with his hands. Dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Since I'm in the renounced order, it is dangerous for me to meet a king or just as to meet a woman. They're both just like drinking poison. Then this verse came, verse 8, which is well-known verse. Niskinchinasya Bhagavan, especially for those in renounced order of life. And therein was a purport, nice purport. So today, continuing, Lord Chaitanya said this verse that he cannot meet with this king because he's a sannyasi. And so Sarvabhauma is countering. He's a very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he can also argue or discuss with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you have said is correct, but this king is not ordinary. He is a great devotee. Bhaktottama, this verse says, is a Bhaktottama, the best of the Bhaktas. Jagannath Raj Kintu Bhaktottama. So, verse 10 is Prabhu kahi tatapi raja kala sarpaka. Kashta nari spashi joiche upadje bika. Prabhu kahe tathapi raja kala sapaka. Kashta nari sparshe joyche upadje bika. So, anybody want to chant this one? Prabhu kahe tathapi raja kala sapaka. Kashta nari spashi joyche upadje bika. Prabhu kahe tathapi raja kala sapaka. Kashka nare spashi joyche upajibika. Prabhu kahe tathapi raja kala sarpaka. Nahi spashi joyche upajibika. Ladies. Kashta nari sparshe joyche upadje bika. Prabhu kohe. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Tatapi, still. Raja, the king. Kalashapa Akar. Just like venomous snake. Kashtanari. A woman made of wood. Sparshe. By touching. Joyche. Is. Upaje. Arises. Bikar. Agitation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, he is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, even though a woman be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form, purport. Sri Chanakya Pandit, in his moral instructions, has stated, Tyaja Dojana Sansargam Bhaja Sadhu Samagama. This means that one has to abandon the association of materialistic people and associate with spiritually advanced people. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a venomous serpent. Everyone knows that a snake is dangerous and poisonous, but when its hood is decorated with jewels, it is no less poisonous or dangerous. However qualified a materialist may be, he's no better than a snake decorated with jewels. One should therefore be careful in dealing with such materialists, just as one would be careful in dealing with a bejeweled serpent. Even though a woman be made of wood or stone, she becomes attracted when decorated. One becomes sexually agitated even by touching the form. Therefore, one should not trust his mind, which is so fickle it can give way to enemies at any moment. The mind is always accompanied by six enemies: kam, krodh, mada, moha, matsarya, and baya, that is lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. Although the mind may be merged in spiritual consciousness, one should always be very careful in dealing with it, just as one is careful in dealing with a snake. One should never think that his mind is trained and that he can do whatever he likes. One interested in spiritual life should always engage his mind in the service of the Lord, so that the enemies of the mind who always accompany the mind will be subdued. If the mind is not engaged in Krishna consciousness at every moment, there is a chance it will give way to its enemies. In this way, we become victims of the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra engages the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna constantly. Thus, the mind's enemies do not have a chance to strike. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in these verses, we should be very careful in dealing with the mind, which should not be indulged in any circumstance. Once we indulge the mind, it can create havoc in this life, even though we may be spiritually advanced. The mind is specifically agitated through association of materialistic men and women. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his personal behavior, warns everyone to avoid meeting a materialistic person or a woman. So we have to go up to 13 or something. 12. 14. Akararapi beta byam strinam bishayinam api yata hir manasa chobas tata tashakapirapi. Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person and a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features. Quotation from Chaitanya Chandrudvaya Napita. 12. Oichi bata punarapi muke na anibe koha jadi tobe amaita na dekibe. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. 13. Baya panya sarvaboma nija garigela basaya gya bhattacharya chintita hoila. Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. Okay. Om Agyana Tamaranda Shya Agyana Njana Shalakaya Chaksuni Tamaranda Shya Namaha. Jana Lambido Bujau Kanaka Vidato San Kirtana Kapitara Kamalaya Kaksho Visham Maro Jivaro Jivadharma Palo Vandajiga Priya Paro Kurana Kano. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama. So this is the part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For a long time, he was rejecting meeting with the king Prataparudra. And Prataparudra, on the way to meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many things were going on. And he was very anxious. He was ready to give up his kingdom at one point. I'll go begging. My kingdom is useless. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, and he also saw the king sweeping the road, his heart was gradually softening. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart doesn't need to soften. These are pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's always swatantra. He's never paratantra. He's completely independent. Swatantra. So whatever he decides. Finally, the king got a chance. Of course, we'll read that later. And also, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, at one point he said, if you're so anxious to get this king to meet me, let me meet his son. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Atma, Atma Putra Jayasi. The son is, the father is born as the son. The son completely represents the father. So when his son came before Lord Chaitanya, he completely reminded the Lord of Krishna. He was actually Sham Varna. Everyone has a different color. So he was color of Krishna. And he was kind of like a young kid, you know, 12, doesn't really say exactly, but 10 or 12, 11, like that. And he was dressed just like Krishna. So go figure, how does that happen? But he looked like Krishna, he was dressed like Krishna. And he reminded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like full ecstasy seeing the boy. And he embraced that boy. The boy became so ecstatic that he exhibited all the highest symptoms of prema. Of course, if you're embraced, alingana means he was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he became a great intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day he was just a prince, kind of hanging around. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti Vinod emphasized that prince, he's proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so extensive that even the prince, from one day he was an ordinary prince, the next day he was an ecstatic devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with him every day. So, and the king, embracing his son, he also became. It was non-different. Prabhupada expresses that it was non-different. The prince, when the king embraced his son, it was as though he was getting direct association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already. It was actually, of course, it wasn't, but it was. It's non-different. Tadiyanam samarchanam. And it's stressed throughout those different purports, verses and purports, that association with the Lord is not so, it's greatly important, but it's non-different. If one, just like the Mayavadis, they'd like to see Krishna alone, or sometimes they see Krishna alone, Vishnu, or they meditate, but they don't have any idea of the paraphernalia. It's just some meditation. This is an impersonal idea. But the actual Vaishnavas, they always want to understand and become servants. Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyarika is said in 11th canto by Krishna himself, that my bhakta is more worshipable than myself, Krishna says. So these great fortunate persons like the prince and others, all these, they are getting the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at every moment. So in this particular instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing the example of a great sannyasi. And of course the devotees are always countering things, but you're swatantra, you're completely independent, it doesn't matter. Sannyasaya alpa chidra, one very famous verse in these pastimes, sannyasya alpa chidra, sarva loka god. If a sannyasi does a small wrong, alpa chidra, sarva loka god, everyone talks about it. Beginning it says, Shukla Bastre Moshi Bindu. Shukla Bastre Moshi Bindu. A white cloth, Shukla Bastre Moshi Bindu, means a black spot. I guess they had ink in those days, some black ink. Joiche Nalukai. You cannot hide a black spot. So if a sannyasi, someone in renounced order of life, is meeting with the king, and it's very dangerous for himself. So, but this is not an ordinary king, Sarvabhauma said. He is not. He is a great devotee. He's ready to give up his whole kingdom. Another instance was when Ramananda Roy came back, and he was ready to retire and become associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a great governor. Remember, he came to the river Godavari. He was surrounded by 1,000 persons. I mean, he was a governor, but he was a kayasta, sometimes even called a sudra. But he was a great kshatriya and a great mahapandit devotee. But still, Mahaprabhu requested him, give up this job, being the governor of Madras, I think. It's a big job, not a small thing. He was a king, governor, king, under Prataparudra, but very, very important person. Super important. Still, in a moment, without even hesitating, Prataparudra said, yes, you are getting the mercy. He was not envious of Ramananda Roy. You're getting the mercy. You're giving up your job for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't mind. We had to send somebody else. And not only that, the king said, because you are associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I give you a salary, the same salary he was probably getting, a handsome amount of cash to be the governor. He said, you can retire with the same exact salary, no problem. This also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought was a great thing. So gradually, these various pastimes are coming into play. Now, of course, we hear about, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a wonderful, that Prataparudra at one point had a dream. And in the dream, well, first he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He actually hid somewhere. He was not hiding, but he could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was absorbed in ecstasy. But at the time, Lord Chaitanya was fainting, and there was drool and saliva flowing from his mouth. He was covered with dust. He was totally lost in the material world. But that time, Prataparudra had some slight doubt. He was thinking, whoa, this is really heavy stuff. He's saying, he kind of like, in his mind was acting on him a little bit. And he thought, how can this be? He's the Lord of the universe, and he's just drool is coming from him, and he's covered with dust. So in a dream that night, he dreamt of Jagannath, and Jagannath, he wanted to embrace Jagannath. But then Jagannath also exhibited the same symptoms of drooling. And he said, you didn't accept me today in my form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but now you want to embrace me? So he woke up in that pastime, I think. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is showing this example of the sannyasi doesn't associate with great, and it's said specifically about the six Goswamis, Taktvas, Surepchita, Raja Lakshmi, what is it? Taktra, Sudustajas, Mandalapati, what is it? Taktva Tornamashesha Mandalapati, Sadatu Chava, Mandalapati, what? Training to Jabal, that they gave up. They actually were in the position of almost king because they were the assistant to the Nawab Hushain Shah, a rascal demon king. But so they gave that up. It was not like Prataparudra. In fact, he was trying, that king that they were working for, he was trying to invade Orisha. So when Sanatana Goswami quit his job as chief minister, that rascal king, he wanted to invade. That's the business of this king's. They were never satisfied. They want to invade some other king. Oh, what can he do now? I'm not just happy here being king. I want to take over another kingdom. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami quit Takwa Tonamashesha Mandalabatim Sada Tukjavat. Chenyusat Tukjavat. Tukjavat means very insignificant. He gave up his Mandalapati, the six Goswamis, or especially Rupa and Sanatan. Also Raghunath Das, very wealthy, gave it up just like stool. Nothing. Gave it up. These great devotees, when they're madmen for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this actual purport, when I was looking at it, it reminded me of when King Agnidra, who was the son of Priyavrata, in the fifth canto, he was very attracted to Purvachiti, and he was a king. It shows that the king has so much facility. He got Purvachiti and he wanted to go to the Pitri Loka. And then later on talks about Rishabdev. And Rishabdev, Purkit Maharaj asked Sukadev Goswami, how is it that Rishabdev didn't exhibit mystic powers, although he had so many mystic powers? So somehow or other Sukadev Goswami answers by saying that after the mind, you were talking about the mind, Prabhupada's showing the how the mind is can be swept away, just like a king is always swept away because he has so much facility for sense gratification. But a king or a great yogi, Rishabdev is also showing this example of renunciation. And in that beginning verses, I think it's chapter 6, 7, about Rishabdev, describes kama, manyor, loba. These are the enemies of the living entity, and they're all followers of the mind. As soon as the mind becomes uncontrolled, then he's taken over immediately by calm, crowed, lobe, anger, illusion. All these things, they're the followers of the mind. The mind has to be prajahati yada kamam sarvam partamanogata. Just in the beginning of the Gita, prajahati yada kamam. Those who are full of calm crow, that means they're controlled completely by the mind. And a sannyasi is meant for controlling the mind. Krishna also says many verses about the mind. Man mana bhava madma. One has to take the mind and always think of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is so powerful that he can control the mind of everyone in the universe. Vasikrita jagan mana. Vasikrita means to control, jagan mana. Mana means the mind of the jagat, the whole world. So what to speak of the king, Prataparudra, anybody. If he brings his mind, Chaitanya Doya Koraha Vichar, Vichakarali Chitte Pavichamakar. If your mind is very speculative, you like to read, you like to study, so many things. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Doya, you should bring your mind to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doya. Parama Karuna, full of Karuna. And what to speak of embracing Yat Karuni Kataksha, if one even gets Kataksha, a sidelong glance from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his mind will be easily controlled because he'll be attracted to these pastimes. The more we're attracted, just like the more one studies, actually, literally studies these pastimes, Kaviraj Goswami says, vichar, the more you study the pastimes and you enter, gradually your toe may go into the water. I remember going to Badrikashram and to put my toe, it was very hot water, but that's another thing. Gradually, but if you put one's toe in the ocean of prema, premamritam bonidhi, like the six Goswamis, and swims and dives gradually, there's no question of difficulty controlling the mind. So therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Vasikrita Jagan Mana. Vasikrita Jagan Mana. Api Shama Vinashyatu. Let the whole world bring their mind to the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, when Rupa Goswami was reciting this verse in front of all the great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya didn't like it because it was a description of himself. He said, this is just like detestable alkali. Why have you put this in there? Everyone will laugh now that you're saying that I can control And everyone was, Ramananda and all the devotees were protesting. Said, no, no, everyone will be very happy to hear this verse. But he was humbly saying like that, always setting this example. Nija pranyatam shudam uriyam nyakchitam kuladi rajastati. In fact, that verse says, rajastati, that he is the actual emperor. Of course, Prataprudra is there, he's the emperor. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the emperor of the Brahmanas, Dvijamani, the jewel of the Brahmins. And therefore, Salunchita tamastati amama sachi suta kya shashi. He's the moon-like son of Mother Sachi. And Salunchita tamastati, he can destroy all the ignorance of this material world. So Prataparudra had the great fortune of coming directly in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was embraced later on, a few chapters later, we'll be reading. Finally, he comes into the garden being advised by Ramananda Roy, I believe, Sarvabhauma, to read or recite, especially the Gopi Gita. He dressed like a Vaishnava. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest in the garden, Balaganji garden, during the Rathyatra festival, there was rest time. So Mahaprabhu was there in ecstasy, thinking of the gopis and Krishna. Who knows what he was thinking? We don't know. He was thinking. Lord Chaitanya used to say that his mind was out of his control. It was in Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan. His mind is greatly agitated by Krishna, just like Radharani, exactly. So when the king came there disguised, Lord Chaitanya didn't even know. He'd forgotten, didn't care. He just heard him reciting the verses. Tavakatamitam tapta jivanam. This is the ninth verse from the Gopi Gita. Tavakatamitam tapta jivanam kavibhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidhidh descriptions of your mercy. Tathagata Amrita, this Amrita, Amrita Dhara. Many times when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks, it's described as Amrita Dhara, flowing nectar from his mouth, whatever he says. So even though he's speaking this about women, it sounds really heavy, you know, like snakes. And of course, no woman could come within 50 feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I guess there were some times when the women were a little closer, but generally speaking. In fact, you see this now still with the madhvas. When I went to Udupi in 1984, Gaurakeshava, and we saw how strict the sannyasis are there. They do give darshan to women and they answer questions like that. But when they're walking, then there's some devotee in front and people have to stay aside. And even when he holds his danda, those sannyasis there, they don't even touch the danda. The junior sannyasi, you know, he grabs the danda after the other sannyasi lets it go. It's like, they're very strict. Very strict. So when Prabhupada would give sannyas to some devotees, especially there's one recording in 76, and Prabhupada gave sannyas to about seven devotees. So he was admonishing them, warning them. So you must be very strict. He said, we already have so many sannyasis that some of them are doing nicely. Prabhupada was a little reluctant to give sannyas after a while because they were having so many problems. Very difficult. Sannyasa palapaitrakam. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself first took, this is one of the warnings, five things that sannyas shouldn't be accepted in Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was obviously exempt from these rules. Sarvabhauma, when he first encountered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first thing he said, well, you took sannyas, but you're so young, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for you. And all the sannyasis that Sarvabhauma had met with, they were puffed up, most of them. Although they're supposed to be very humble. He said, but sannyasis, they immediately think that they're Narayan. They think everybody should bow to them. They don't bow to anybody. He was actually saying like that, even then 500 years ago. Because he dealt with mostly these, not with persons like Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, he was dealing with the Mayavadi sannyasis. And because Sarvabhauma was such a great pundit, they used to come to him for instruction in Shastra, although he was householder himself. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not this type of sannyasi. He was praying, full of praying, premaika, sampan, praying, giving praying to everyone. Rupa Goswami describes prema padayate, giving praying. There's no question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was falling down. He was talking, he was praising Ramananda Roy, that Ramananda Roy could actually massage the bodies of these girls, these kumaris, when their whole life was to dance for Jagannath. So somebody had to train them. Ramananda Roy was the topmost expert pundit. He knew everything also. You remember when Lord Chaitanya was going to South India, then Sarvabhauma, he said, you must meet with Ramananda Roy. He recommended him. Of course, Mahaprabhu didn't need such a recommendation, but he still took the recommendation. And later, of course, Ramananda Roy became one of the 3.5 intimate persons associated with Lord Chaitanya. And when that Pradyumna Mishra was going to meet with Ramananda Roy, and he was completely flabbergasted. He said, yes, I went to see Ramananda. Because Lord Chaitanya said, I don't know much about Krishna. If you want to hear about Krishna, you go see Ramananda. He's really expert. He can tell you all about Krishna and all of the words. So when he was waiting there, the servant of Ramananda, he asked him, what's he doing? He said, well, he's training those kumaris. He said, what? So he told Lord Chaitanya, he said, I don't understand. How can you do that? And then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I cannot do that. Only Ramananda Roy, no one else in the universe is qualified to do that. Even if he used the same example, a kashta, a putali, a wooden doll of a woman. If I even see a wooden doll, I'll be agitated. So this is throughout Bhagavatam also, in all the shastras, that one doesn't, even a sannyasi, doesn't sit. What is that verse? How does that verse go? Matra datta vitra ba navivik dasano bhavet. One shouldn't sit alone with his own mother or sister or his daughter. So of course anyone will protest and say, what are you saying? We're not sudra or animals that will become agitated by... No, navivikta, even a great person will become agitated. What is that verse? You found it? Matra svasna dhitravana vivikdasana obhavet. Balavan indriya gramo. That the senses are so powerful. Balavan indriya, in senses, gramo. Balavan indriya gramo. That anyone, even a vidvangsam, a great wise, the most wise man, he'll become agitated. And in the instructions about Rishabhdev, it also says one should never make nakarachit at any time sakyu. One should not make friends with the mind. Of course, Krishna says the opposite, that one should make friends. The mind should be your friend. But Bhagavatam, Sukadev says, don't make friends with the mind. But they mean the same exact thing. Don't trust the mind. One who has conquered the mind. It's ninth canto. Duhitra ba naviviktasano bhavet. It's a famous verse. Seventh canto. So this is the instructions for the sannyasis. Balam, the strength of the senses are unpredictable. And it said Chirach Chiram Aishvaryam. The Aishvaryam in the verse refers to Lord Shiva and Sobari Muni, great yogi. Even Lord Shiva became victimized by Mohini Murti. Is understood in that those instructions. Making friends. One shouldn't trust the mind. It's just like if you catch a wild animal, then you watch it very carefully. So we may, like Prabhupada mentions in his purport, think that the mind is, we have, everything's under control. Like Prabhupada used to say, my passport is stamped, I'm okay, I'm going back to God. Prabhupada used to laugh, no, your passport is not stamped. As soon as you're inattentive, couldn't find it. You're looking Matri, I told you. Vivek Desano Bhavet. Huh? Vivek Desano Bhavet. Balavan Indriya Gramo. Balavan Indriya Gramo is quoted in one of these purports, not this one. One shouldn't sit alone with his wife, mother. You've got it in your shloka book. 712, okay. Huh? That's a different verse. Nanvagni Pramada. That says that the man is like butter or ghee. Yeah, there's two verses. Can you imagine that? Two verses that say similar things. Balavan Indriya Ramo. Yeah, can you imagine that it actually says that and emphasizes it? It's pretty far out. So here, Prabhupada quoted, Tyajit Gurjana Sansaragam Bhaja Sadhu Samagama. One has to abandon. He also quoted another Chanakya in English here, talking about the snake. Bhushita manina bhushita sarpa. If a snake has a jewel, Prabhupada says, will he not be just as fearful? Yes. So similarly, many times it's possible to become attracted to this material world. Of course, that doesn't happen to most of us. But the prescription is given here. One has to constantly chant to control the mind. Control the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra engages the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna constantly. Thus, the mind's enemies do not have a chance to strike. Following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in these verses, we should be very careful dealing with the mind, which should not be indulged in any circumstance. Once we indulge the mind, it can create havoc in this life. Bhaja Hare Mana. Many times devotees have songs where they're appealing to their mind. Bhaja Hare Mana Shinandananda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has Bhajare Bhajare Mora Mana Ati Manda. My mind is so bad. Manda. Manda means Manda Manda Gatir. Matsarva Sabadambujo Radha Madan Mohan. So we have to bring the mind to Radha Madan Mohan. He's attracting Cupid, even Cupid, millions of Cupids. Right? Because young Shama Sundara Machintya Guna Surupa, his form of Shama Sundara is Sundar, means most beautiful. We were talking about Agnidra. So Agnidra, he became victimized. The Prabhupada talks about that in a purport. Because when he saw the eyebrows of Purvachiti, he described them like bows but they're arrows and they shoot. And that the eyebrows of the women are so powerful, just the raising of Kapila says a similar verse in the third canto. How just by the raising of the eyebrow, they can control the kings of the universe. Balame Pashamayaya. Again, the word balam is used. Powerful, strong. Balame Pashamayaya. Kapila says, behold my maya in the form of woman. Balame Pashamayaya. Stri maya. Jaino Dijam. Jaino Dijam means those who have conquered all directions. They are conquered immediately when they see the beautiful. Just the raising of the eyebrow of the woman is so powerful. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing the example. Don't become lax. Prabhupada said, we have to deal with so many. When Prabhupada first came to the West, he didn't even, because of Gaudiya Mahap or any sadhus in India, they never deal with women, unless they're just bogus. In India, it was unheard of. before a certain time. There's so many. So when Prabhupada came, then he was gradually adjusting things. He was giving the man some, remember in Boston, he gave Gorsunder, Paduna, somebody else, Satsuru, they got second initiation. And Govindrasi and Jadarani, they were very disturbed, they weren't getting. So they didn't show up for that, but they came a little after or something. But he could see immediately all they have to give the women. But that was not done ever, giving, because women don't come, individual women don't come to the ashrams and mosques. They have always associated with the husband or father or son or something, somebody. So Prabhupada was adjusting for the West, and he was being criticized. But those who criticized later realized that Prabhupada was way ahead of them, way ahead of the game, so to speak, when they started to come to the West and deal also with Westerners. But they were afraid, following so strictly, supposedly, but they weren't spreading Krishna consciousness. Okay, so it's time now for questions and answers. Anybody?
Prabhupada, I want to let you explain that. For the same attraction for men, women, and women for men. So the attraction is the eugenic. So both have to be careful. So like you mentioned the Prabhupada in the other day, so he's going, he was very careful. And at the same time, he was teaching us how should be the different ashrams. And then when he established the temples in ISKCON in India, I think he went also his householders to act like sannyasis, to be very careful in the holy dams. Eh? So he was always at the same time adjusting things. He's very careful and very merciful. So it's amazing how he managed the whole society like that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Anybody else? Okay. Haribol.